Country Club FM.
Almanac time. Hi, Jim. Rolling solo, but we do have Virtual Neil in tow.
Let's do it.
Today is Monday, February 3rd, first Monday of February, 34th day of the year. It is a leap February. We have, I'm looking at the calendar, I can confirm, 29 days in February this year, that extra day. Sadly, though, it's on Saturday, so we can't do a leap day almanac, which would have been fantastic because with some things happening every 4 years on that 29th, it would have been kind of neat. Those things don't get mentioned. On this date, 1863, Samuel Clemens. This was reported to be the first time that he ever used his nom de plume, his pen name, Mark Twain, in the Virginia newspaper, The Territorial Enterprise. He must have written something that he didn't want to put his real name on. So he goes, I'll use Mark Twain. It's a kind of a sailing Mississippi riverboat kind of term about marking your rope, marking Twain. 1863, so I guess the rest is history then for Mr. Mark Twain. 1876, you've heard of Albert Spaulding, the Spaulding Sporting Goods Company. Well, Albert and his brothers started their sporting goods company on this date with $800 that they'd been saving. 1876, they eventually manufactured the first official baseball, first official tennis ball, basketball, golf ball, and football, Spaulding's. I think everybody has at least at one time owned something from Spaulding. 1876. 1927, President Calvin Coolidge signed a bill into law creating the Federal Radio Commission, which eventually became the FCC. The radio stations were willy-nilly, very unregulated in the early days. They were pumping out wattage that just didn't make sense. There was actual fire coming out of the transmitters and off of the towers, and it was ugly. So they had to regulate, and that regulation began this day, 1927. 1951, figure skating.
But the crowd has another treat in store for it as Dick Button, holder of all the skating titles there are in the world, takes to the ice and has the entire audience in a spin. This is the kind of technique that has won for Dick, A, the American title, B, the Olympic title, and C, the world title.
You can have your Scott Hamilton, you can have your Johnny Weir. I'd take Dick Button every day. 1951, he won the U.S. figure skating title for the sixth time, counted sixth time in 51. 1959 in the news.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper. The aircraft chartered from the Dwyer
Flight. So that was this date, the day the music died, Don McLean. 1959, Clear Lake, Iowa. Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper. They took a plane instead of the bus. The bus had a broken heater. Waylon goes to Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly goes to Waylon and goes, I hope your bus breaks down. Waylon goes to Buddy Holly and says, I hope your plane crashes. Tommy Alsup flipped a coin between him and Richie Valens to see who would be on the plane. 1959, here this date. 1979, the Minnesota Twins traded Rod Carew. How could you? Rod Carew, my favorite player, first real Twin that I knew of and started to follow that tremendous 1977 season. Hit .388, MVP, and then had a good 1978, but it was obvious that Calvin Griffith would not be able to afford Rod Carew as he was nearing free agency, so he traded them to the California Angels, traded the Rod Carew to the California Angels for four players. He also eventually traded Disco Danny Ford, if he hadn't done it already. I think he was about to, may have done it prior to that, to get Papa Jack, because he knew he'd have to replace Rod Carew at first base. So he got Ken Landreau and Dave Engel, serviceable players. I think Ken Landreau is actually an all-star for the Twins, and Dave Engel was an all-star too, eventually a catcher, 1984. But the Twins had to say goodbye to Rod Carew on this date, 1979. Still went into the Hall of Fame as a Minnesota Twin, but he picked up his 3,000th career hit, unfortunately, as a California Angels. But I guess, kind of ironically, it was against Frank Viola and the Twins. That was in 79. 1990.
For the 40,352nd and final time, 58-year-old jockey Bill Shoemaker got a leg up on a thoroughbred. In six different decades, he has ridden to the post and then come back to the winner's circle 8,833 times, an all-time record.
Those numbers for Willie Shoemaker are just absolutely mind-boggling. He raced in 4,350 horse races. He started when he was 17. He retired when he was 58. So that's what, 41 years. He raced in like 1,000 races per year if you averaged it out. Obviously, he's doing more than one a day, several a day at on certain cards. Do you call him a card? What is it, a racing bill? A day of racing. But Willie Shoemaker, the great Shoe, retired on this date at the age of 58, 1990. 1999, we know Trace Adkins. We feature him on Bob FM, one of our core artists. He fractured and dislocated his ankle while working to get his truck out of the mud. He was driving his truck, and the back of his truck, they were full of honky-tonk badonkadonks, and there was just too much weight in the back of his truck, so it got stuck in the mud. He was trying to unstuck it, and he actually injured himself. That was the state, 1999. 2002, Dynasty was born.
Two of the greatest kicks that I've ever seen in my life.
Here comes one of greater importance if he makes it. And it's right down the pipe. Adam Vinatieri. No time on the clock, and the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36.
Super Bowl 36, Patriots win their first. They have since won five more. You know, they've won the most number of Super Bowls along with Pittsburgh's. They've also lost the most number. That's how many they've been in. It was Belichick, it was Tom Brady, and let the dynasty begin. They beat the Rams. That was the big upset. Rams were the big favorite going into that Super Bowl from the 2001 season. 20-17 was the final. 2003, Phil Spector, who gave us the wall of sound. Well, he would eventually have to get used to prison walls, different kind of wall, because it was this date that he was arrested in connection with the murder of actress Lana Clarkson, found dead in his home. And he is still serving that prison sentence to this date, 2003. And 2006, let's remember Grandpa Munster.
I'm going to build us a car that I'm going to take to the drag races next Saturday, and that I personally will win back our car from this lead-foot bailer by beating him at his own game.
That's okay. One of my favorite Munster episodes, where Herman is racing the family car, which was a pretty cool car, lost it. They were racing for pink slips, obviously. Or is it, what slips? Is it pink slips? Is it pink? They may have changed them since then. But, so he lost the car, and then Grandpa goes and makes another car out of a coffin and goes and wins it back. Munster, he just can't beat it. Now Lewis, who played Grandpa Munster, he seems so old because he was playing Grandpa Munster when he was in his 30s. And he died on this date, 2006, at the age of 95. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Markinson's going to throw. Randy White chasing him. It looks like a ballet dance back there as Tarkenton gets away from everybody and finally does throw. Robert Miller.
He was the scrambler, Fran Tarkenton, Vikings Hall of Famer. In fact, I think the first Viking to go into the Hall of Fame, Fran Tarkenton. Happy birthday to him. 80 today. It's just such a shame that he was never able to win the Super Bowl with the Vikings in his three games that he played. With the Vikings in the big game. 80 today for Fran.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
No, I don't really think you can, although Gaylord Focker thought that you could. Blythe Danner there for Meet the Parents, 77. She's Gwyneth Paltrow's mom, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Unique voice, 1970s. I got myself a brand new key. She went by one name and one name only. She was Melanie, and she's 73 today. Morgan Fairchild from the show Dallas.
TV theme time.
She's also on Flamingo Road. that theme is a little less recognizable. So I went with Dallas. I thought, it's Monday. I'm not going to put a whole lot of effort into it. 70 today for Morgan Fairchild, Nathan Lane.
Look at me. I'm this short, fat, insecure, middle-aged thing.
I made you short?
He and Robin Williams, pretty good. Birdcage, Nathan Lane is 64. Country singer, more of a songwriter, Matresa Berg.
He was working through college. My grandpa's farm.
That's right, she wrote that song. Dina Carter made it a hit.
I was thirsting for knowledge.
Her list of hits: Hey Cinderella, Wrong Side of Memphis, I'm That Kind of Girl, X's and O's, Strawberry Wine, We Danced Anyway, Wild Angels. Just a few of the big hits that she wrote for a number of the big ladies of country music. That's Matresa Berg, married to Jeff Hanna, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. She's 56 today. Remember that show, News Radio?
You know, I did get 800 on my math SATs.
What does 800 stand for? You score the amount of times you brag about your score.
Oh, Joe Rogan with a zinger. Maura Tierney, who was Lisa on News Radio, 55 today.
With that, she'll go my finger.
I think what the Ewok is saying is, Princess Leia, you're looking fine. Warwick Davis, 3'6" actor, was in the Harry Potter movies, and the most famous Ewok of them all, Ewok Wicket. Warwick Davis is 50 today.
Jeremy. Jeremy, you're amazing.
Oh, God, I think you're amazing.
Oh, my God, don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. I'd find you.
From Wedding Crashers, that's Isla Fisher, 44, and Rebel Wilson on our list.
I'm the best singer in Tasmania, with T.
Love it.
What's your name?
Fat Amy. You call yourself Fat Amy?
Yeah, so twig bitch, like, you don't do it behind my back.
Rebel Wilson, she steals just about every scene she is in, and Rebel Wilson, I wouldn't have guessed that she was 40. I would have said early 30s, but she is 40 today. Now ready, Gone But Not Forgotten, Neil?
I'm ready, Jim.
Okay, Norman Rockwell, noted artist, famous for his cover drawings, of course, on the Saturday Evening Post. The American Gothic, the old, you know, the elderly man and woman with the pitchfork in front of the farmhouse. Classic. Outlaw, Pretty Boy Floyd. I've seen pictures. He's not that pretty. 1904. Joey Bishop's on our list today. Member of the Rat Pack.
And then after that, I have my own television series. I play the part of a psycho-neurotic Robin Hood. I steal from the rich, but I keep it.
He was on that, I mean, let's be honest, and he didn't, hide from the fact that he kind of rode on the coattails of Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, if you're going to ride on anybody's coattails, why not? Joey Bishop, 1918, and the man who gave us the Heimlich maneuver, thank God. One, I've never had to have it performed on me. I've never been choking to that point. I've always been able to unlodge whatever was lodged, dislodge. And B, I've never had to perform it on somebody else, thankfully. I don't know how I perform. I've practiced it on farm animals, but I don't know. We'll wait and see. Anybody out there has actually had to perform the Heimlich in a life-saving maneuver? It's there if you need it. I think I know how to do it. Dr. Henry Heimlich, this date, 1920. And now, Neil, they're what? They're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Thank you. Are you ready for these tickets? This is the, we're going to give away the Midwest CMA Awards show tickets coming up during the Bobathon. So listen for your chance during the Bobathon to win those. Right now, I'm giving away the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic tickets, March 13th through the 15th. And I may have said Friday, February 13th for Neil Freeman's live broadcast. I was way off. I couldn't be more off than that. It's March 13th. The show is March 13th, 14th, and 15th, Canterbury Park in Shakopee. And if you'd like to win these tickets, here is the question. Matresa Berg has written a lot of songs. I listed some of the ones that she has written. She's written probably more than I listed, but give me one of the ones that I listed. It has to be one of the ones I listed from Matresa Berg, some of the great country songs that she has written. They were all, I believe, female artists that made them hits for Matresa Berg, who is celebrating Birthday number 56 today. Matresa Berg. Name a song that I named that she wrote and was a hit. 763-450-0100. The Waconia Ford Talk, Text, and Win Line. 763-450-0100. You know what song I'm not going to accept, though, is Patty Loveless. I'm that kind of girl, because that's what we're going to kick the Bobathon off with here.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.